Daf kuf lamed hayim a base the bottom gemara. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar oimer, kol shesho lamed yoim biyodom. Anytime a kid or just born, if he lived 30 days, you should know then ain't a nefil. Then he's vade not a nefil. We know man is a vade ben kayoma, he's a zocher, he's not a nefil. Shenemar the postik says ufdu yav mi ben chodesh tipode. By b'chor, the pidyon b'chor is after 30 days, by a person, by an Adam, you have pidyon b'chor. Why did the Torah say to wait to 30 days? Master, because the first 30 days, we're not zichi the ben kayyom, and maybe he's only an eifel or die. But if the kid lives 30 days, then we know vada he's a kid. He's a ben kayyom. So, Rashi, upduya b'chor Adam ksiv, mi ben chodesh, mi detoli b'hochi, since the Torah says to wait, 30 days. Shemamina achshav nizbarishu ben kayama. After the kid lived 30 days, now we know for sure he's a ben kayama. But less than 30 days, we don't know vada is called a ben kayama. Nafkamina chavz loyusar rachmonis. The kid dies before 30 days. Is the chiyuv to sit shiver on it or not? So soon said alachon, there's no chiyuv to sit shiver if he dies less than 30 days on a stam vlad. Unless the case was called loy chadoshiv, where we know 100% that the kid is 9 months old. If the kid was born after 9 months, that's called kol loy chadoshiv. Then we know on his vada a ben kayom, he would have lived. And if he dies, then we say he's called a ben kayom, and there's a chiyuv to sit shiva. But lo yitzuya, a kid is born that we're not vada is kol loy chadoshiv. We don't know how many months was in the mother's stomach. Then Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha is that if he didn't live 30 days, we're not sure he's a ben kayom. Could be it's only an eifel. There wouldn't be a chiyuv to sit shiva. Since sitting shiva or thrice kriya is only midrabbanan, but the rabbanan will make a look of Shimon ben Gamliel. We'll see more in the Gemara about it. Right? Who had in shmoinas yom bebehema. If a behema lives for eight days, then we say also ain't a nefil. That's a right. The behema zicha ben kayom. It's not going to die. Shenema the pasuk says on miyom hashmini v'holo yerotz lekorban. When a behema is born, the first 7 days you can't bring it for korban. On the 8th day, it's roy for korban. Why punct the 8th day? Because then we know if it lived for 7 days already, we know it's called the ben kayom. It's not going to die. That's lacha by a behema. So the Gemara, it's a diik ho loisho sveik heavy. But if something did not live 30 days by an adam, it's only a suffix if it's a ben kayom or not. For at the Gemara bazoi mimol henchi malinen lei. So it's a kasha, it's a trashi, and shum cotton. It's a kasha, any single kid when he's born, how do we give the mila? The 8th day, it becomes that on Shabbos, b'yom hashmini b'Shabbos, dilma neifelhu. It's according to Shimon Gamliel, until the kid lives for 30 days, we're not sure he's a ben kayama, maybe he's only a neifel. On the tzad he's a neifel, he's called like a mace, there's no chiyah to do a mila altogether. So it's not going to be doicha Shabbos. So the kasha is, how do you ever give a mila on Shabbos, even though the yom hashmini is Shabbos? But since he didn't live yet 30 days, maybe he's only an eifel. How do we know he's a ben kayava to say that's doicha Shabbos? And the chur you're making a chabura. So Rashi, v'yaisa chabura shloi l'shei mitzvah. So it's a kasha, how do you ever make a mila on Shabbos? Omer Rav Adam Arava, mala noisim amonoshach. The Teretz says no. Even though a kid that's born, we have a suffix if he's a ben kayom or not, we don't know if he's called a chai or he's called a mace. Still, you're allowed to make the mila even on Shabbos. Because of monoshach. Im chayu, if the kid is a chai, that means he's going to live. So shapa komoil, then it's good why we're doing the mila now on Shabbos, because there's a chiyuv to do the mila, and there's derech Shabbos. The im lav, but on the side that this kid is not going to live, he's called a neifol. Abizoy, he has a shame mace right now. Abizoy, mechatech bebosar hu. It's not even an issa diraisa. It's called like you're cutting a piece of meat. Has when is there an issa chabura? Chabura means the ikka chabura deraisa is like shchita, where it's until neshama. If you kill a behemoth, you kill somebody, you chayiv mishum until neshama. Who what then if you make a chabura in a person, we just like take out blood, we say since the dam is the nefesh, so mali you kill him legamri, mali you kill him a little bit. But any time you take out blood, that's the issa of chabura. But that's only if the person has a nefesh. Mashenkin here, if the kid is called a mace, he's called an eifel, so there's no issa chabura on the eifel. So mamonoshach, you're allowed to make the meal on Shabbos. So drash im chayu kolema. Im kol loy chadoshev, if we know, like, he's going to live, he's a 9 months old baby, is shapa komel, it's good why we make the meal now on Shabbos. Elamai esophic, maybe he's not going to live, he's a mace. Mechatech vavosa. So drash ishchutahu. That's called a shchuta. It's called like Islam shechting it, but it's not called a chabura. So, there's no issa to cut off a piece of meat from a mace. So male, this tinnik umana shach, it's mutter to make the meal on Shabbos. Fred Gmori, Rabbi Zayit Shreel, the brayso we had before. V'elohod, the tanya we had before. Sofag ben Zayin, Sofag ben Chet. Ein mechalan olav es haShabbos. If you have a kid, we have a Sofag. If he's a ben Zayin, that means he came out of the mother's stomach yet to 7 months. And that's called the ben kayoma, or a Sofag ben Chet. Maybe he's an 8 month old baby, and an 8 month old baby can't live. So Mel, we had the brayso before. In such a case, you don't make a meal on Shabbos. It's not doich haShabbos. So the kasher is amai. Why isn't the doich haShabbos this kid his mila? Nimalei mamanashuch. Let's make the mila on this kid mamanashuch. Im chayu, if he's going to live, in other words, that means he was really only a ben shiva. Really, he was only 7 months. The kasher is he came out of the mother's stomach after 8 months. So the Teretz says that really he should have come out after the 7th month, but it just stayed another month. Now, not every kid that comes out in the 8th month is a rai, is called the ben chet, that he has to die. It's possible that he's called the ben zayin, and really he should have came out already before. Just he stayed in a little bit longer. So we don't know what din he has. No, that's like Shum Gamliel. After he lives 30 days, that's mavuyah to us, lizicha ben kayyamah. So if he came out before 9 months, so we say the pshat is, really he's a ben zayin, and he should have come out early, because he stayed in a little while. Relatively, he came out after 9 months, then we name on, he's a 9 months old baby. That's a ben kayyamah. But according to we have a suffix, what the kid is a ben zayin, a ben ches, so the brayso before said, don't make the milah. Is the question now, why not? Mamonoshek, make the milah. Im chayu, if he's going to live, is shafa kamoil, then the kid has a chi of milah, and b'yom hashmini is Shabbos, is doicha Shabbos. Ella may be im lab, then maybe he's going to be an eifel. Maybe he'll die. So vayti, you're not doing an issi deraisa. Is mechatech lebosaru. That's the Gemara's foreign noun. Since he has a din mace, it's just like cutting a piece off a mace. It's like a piece of meat. You're allowed to cut a piece of meat there. If I cut, you cut a steak. You're allowed to cut a piece of meat. And so if the person has a din mace already, it's like cutting a piece of meat. There's no isachabur on him. So mamonoshach, why can't we make the milah? So what's pshan the price we had before? That one of the sveikis that are not doicha Shabbos is a sofer gives a ben chesed ben zayin. Mamonoshach should be mutter. The teretz is, there's a rashi put down before. Oma ma brei de ravina ano v'rab nechumya ba'azachaya tagimna. We both answer this teretz. Mimel hochinami malinen. Mahalinen lay. Enechinami. The brayso before does not mean to say you don't make the milah. If you have a suffix, if this kid is a ben zayin, that means only a 7th month old baby that will live, or you have a suffix, maybe it's a ben ches that will be mace, you're allowed to make the milah on Shabbos and Monoshach. Lo nitzrucho, what did the brayso mean before? That olosoi vadai, only a vadai is doicha Shabbos, and not a suffix? Elo lamach shirei milah. V'yaliba the Rabbi Eliezer. That the brayso before went according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds in our Mishnah, that even the machshirei milah is also doicha Shabbos. So which machshirei milah is doicha Shabbos? Those in the case we don't have the knife prepared before Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to even make the knife on Shabbos. On which tinnik, which type of a milah can you make the knife? Only if it's a vadai milah. If we know sure he's a ben kayyamah, he's a ben tes. Mashenkin, if you have a suffix, if he's a ben zayin, a ben ches, anytime you have a suffix, what the kid is, and echnami, the hechshir milah is not doicha Shabbos. Because that's an issur d'oraisa to make a knife on Shabbos. Only if you know vadi, there's a mitzvah, the hechshir is doicha Shabbos. But if you have a suffix, if there's a mitzvah or not, so the hechshir mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. Even though the guf hamilah is doicha Shabbos. Because on the tzad, the kid is a ben ches, that if vadi died, he's called machtich b'boser, there's no issur d'oraisa. So the morrow, Omer Abaye Kitanoi. So Rashi learns, Kitanoi is Nefel Gomer, on the tzad, the kid is a ben ches. That means he's vadi gonna die. Im choshev kemes. Even though the chur kasher is right now, the kid is breathing. The chur, he's alive now. Why do you say if you make a miler on this kid, you're not over nisa deraisa? So why are you telling me? Because choshev kemes. So it's Rashi that's a machlokes tanoim. K'diyom ravada barava. T'yenuelo machatech lebosur roiloi vevi chabura. If you have a nefel, there is this kid that's a ben ches, that we know he's going to die. If you make a meal on him, is that an issur d'oraisa or not? Is he called kemes or not? Is a machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes tanoim? The pasuk says, v'chiyomus min abehema ashihi lachem l'ochla. There's a pasuk about a nevela. When a behema dies, the behema is tummy. So we dash in the whole pasuk. Lohovi, this pasuk some tells a ribui, the ben shmoina. If you have a behema, that's a ben shmoina. Now, by behema gas, it's also the same thing. A behema to ben shmoina doesn't live. Only a ben test, if it's 9 months in the stomach, then it'll live. So ben shmoina, shein shchitose mitarose. that the shechita, if you have a ben ches, a behema gasa, that gave birth in the 8th month, so halacha is that behema, if you make a shechita on it, doesn't help. Why? Because we're saying, since it's a ben ches, it's called kemes dami. Since it's called kemes, the shechita doesn't help. And the chiddush, the shechita does not even help to matai rosai. There's a halacha like this. If you have a behema that's a treifa, treifa means it has simonim that's going to die, but I call upon the behema is walking around, it's alive now. So if you make a shechita on a treifa, the shechita is not matter to eat. You're not allowed to eat the treifa. But I call upon the shechita helps that the behema, when it dies now, it doesn't have tumas nevela. Hey, the behema that dies by itself is called a nevela, and if you touch the behema now, it's matamiyu. That's called tumas nevela. But let's say it was a treifa, and you made a shechita while it was still alive, the shechita helps our koponim that the behema doesn't have a tumas nevela. Now here's the chiddush. Let's say you have a ben shemayna. You have a behema that gave birth in the 8th month. Even though the kid is alive now, walking around, if you shech the kid, the shechita does not help to matire it. Why not? Because we say it's called kenes already. So it's even worse than a treifa, the shechita doesn't help at all. That's the Tanakama. Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim. No, shechitose mitarosai. No, it's shechita is mitairit. Even though it's a ben ches, even though we know this behema is going to die, but lemaisa right now it's alive. So you make a shechita in this behema, it's mitairit. So silachur according to this man the Yomrim, the behema is not called kemes. The behema is called alive. So chur huadim will be by an odim. If you have an odim, even though he's a ben ches, you know he's going to die, but right now the kid is breathing. He's called a chai. So Huri, you should not be allowed to make the meal on Shabbos, because on the tzad that he's alive, and there's no chiv to make a meal on him, you'd be mechal on Shabbos. So the Gemara like, nor my love, b'okim iflugi. What's this machloekis? It's telling this. The ma'asov echayu. The last 2 months yom hold that even though it's a ben ches, it will die. But right now, cause the man it's alive, it's called a chay. Therefore, if you shecht it, the shechita helps on it. That's not metame m'day tumah. Doesn't have tumas tevela. Or ma'asov, the Tanakama holds meso. Now this behema, even though it's alive now, it's considered dead. So here it's the same thing by another also. The Gemara name, Amar Rava. If thou be pshana machlekes ihochi, adam miflegi lin yutuma. Betaira, why is there only a machlekes if you make a shechita on it? Does the shechita help to matayim a day nevela, it has no tumas nevela? Liflegi should even be a bigger machlekes. Liflegi lin yachila. Let's say a chiddush about achila. Can you eat this behema now? As you have a behema that's a ben ches. We know it's not going to live too long, but right now it's alive. Let's say you make a shechita on a kosher shechita. Can you eat this behema? If you're going to say now that he's called kichai, he's called like alive, so the shechita should be matter even achila. And the brayis is mashma, it's only a shaila does a shechita help like a treifa. He's avad, you can't eat this behema. It's the only a shaila does the shechita help that now that it's dead, it doesn't have tumas nevela. It's called dead through a shechita, doesn't have tumas nevela. Tumas nevela means the behema died by itself. When it died through a shechita, there's no tumas nevela. So if you tell me now that behemoth is called kichai, it should even be a bigger machlokes, if you're allowed to eat it or not. So the mora ella tei the kula yama meso. There's no kasha like we're saying now. Everybody holds taka ben ches, a behemoth that you know body is going to die right now. Yossi has a din meso on him. We have Yosef, we have Yehuda, we have Lezer, we have Shimon, Savri, Ketreifa. Even though he has a shame, mace this behema, but it's not worse than a treifa. Treifa, lava afagav de mesa. A treifa can mean a behema that was a healthy behema at one time, and now it got someone a treifa. There's got a peric about it, the able treifas. They get a hole in its lung. The behema is called a treifa now. That's what's nagaya to us. Glat kosher means there's no circus, there's no holes in the lung. The behema has a hole in the lung, it's called a treifa. So a treifa, the lochri, as we said, if you shech the treifa, you're not allowed to eat the behema. But I call upon him the shechita helps that has no tumas nevela. So he holds, even though this ben ches is called kemes, but it's not worse than a treifa. Just like treifa, la vafagav de mesi. Even though treifa has a din mesa, you're not allowed to eat a treifa. Shpanesveg and shechitosoi, mitarosoi. When you do a shechita on the treifa, the shechita is mitarit, it has no tumas nevela, because it's not called mes meilo. It's called mes through a shechita. Of the hochinami, the same thing on this ben ches. Loishino, they held, even though it has a din mes, but I call upon a lemaisa. How did this behema die? It didn't die by itself, it died through a shechita. Any time it dies through a shechita, it has no tumas nevela. That's how Rebbe Lezer. For Rabbanu, the Tanakam holds, no, le'domu the treifa, it's not doma to a treifa. Treifa hoysa la shasa kosha. Poshup, shadow regular treifa is, metchila was born, a healthy behema. Later got a hole in the lung. So since metchila, it had a chias, it was alive, so mele we say the shechita helps take away the tumas nevela. Of a high, this behema that's born a ben ches in the 8th month, It never had chiz to it. It never had an opportunity to live. So that's called worse than the treifa. So this is not shach shchita at all. The shchita means nothing, and the bein has even tumas nevela. That's good, we say, if the behemoth got a hole in its lung later in life. What about if a behemoth was born with a hole in the lung? If a behemoth was born a treifa, so the pshat is this behemoth never had a koyach to live. It was born with a hole in the lung, we know for sure it's going to die. And still the law is, if you make a shchit on that behemoth, it has no tumas nevela. You say, go forth, the pshat is, how did the behemoth die? It died through a shchita. It has no tumas nevela. So we're here also, even though it's a ben ches, but Lamai said died through a shchita. It should have no tumas nevela. Tomorrow, no, it's still worse. Hosam yesh b'mino shchita. A corporate of this behemoth, we're talking about a behemoth at the ben tes. A behemoth that was born from a healthy mother, it was after 9 months. So this a regular behemoth, ben tes, could live. This behemoth now was born with the treifa, was born with a hole in the lung, so what? But a min of a ben tes could live. So Mela Shchita helps on this behemoth, even though now it's born with a treifa, take off its tumas nevelam. Of a hocha, of a ben ches, a behemoth that's born after 8 months, that's worse. That's worse. Well, ain't ben mino shchita, because it's not shaykh bechlal to make a shchita on it, because every ben ches can't live. That's the machlokes. So everybody holds, like we were saying before, that a ben ches is called kemes domi. And mele on Shabbos, you would be allowed to make the milah on it. Because you're not doing a chabura, because since it's called kemes domi, it's like cutting a piece of meat. Mashenken here by shchit, it's a shayla only, does the shchit help to take off the tumas tevela? Is it daima to a treifa? Or maybe here it's worse than the treifa. Mori boilu. Mi pliki rabbonon alei du rabshimu ben gamliel oiloi. As we had Rav Shimon Gamliel's Chiddush here, that stam a kid that's born, and we're not 100% zicha, he was in the stomach from 9 months, same time we have a suffix, how old this kid is, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he's not a vadai ben kayama until he lives 30 days. If he dies before 30 days, we have a suffix what he was. Was he a nefel or not? We said the afkaminas is, you're not mechuyav to sit shiver on the kid. You don't have to rise kriya. But since it's those are only mitzvahs, the rabbonin, and the rabbonin you go lakula. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha. Unless, if the kid's born stam, for the first 30 days we have a suffix what he is. His kol loy chadoshev, that's another case. That's if we know vaday, he was in the stomach for 9 months. The Rashi said, the scripture, Rashi before said, what's the case of kol loy chadoshev? Rashi says, the kim lo begavei, she kol loy chadoshev. So Rashi says, she'ovru tes chadoshem, mishashimsha, ad sheyeldoso, v'loshimsha kol yimei yibura. The case where they had tashmish once, and then the man stayed away from his wife for 9 months, and now she gave birth after 9 months. So in that case, we know vadai, the kid is called the bentes. Avosafik, let's say he kept on having tashmish with his wife, then you never know vadai at what month started the pregnancy. So you don't know vadai if the kid is the bentes or benches. So if you don't know vadai, that's the Shimon Gamliel's halacha, that minasafik, he's not called the ben kayomo until after 30 days. But Nagaya to Milo is on Afkamina. That's more of a scum before. You're allowed to make the Milo on Shabbos. Because the Manushach, the Milo is Deicha Shabbos. On the Tzad, the kid is going to live. You have a mitzvah to do the Milo, it's Deicha Shabbos. On the Tzad, the kid is an Eiffel, so there's no Chil Shabbos. It's like cutting a piece of meat. But Nafkamina is Nagaya to Sin Shiva, if he has a Din Avelis or not. Or else, the Chil Nafkamina later about the Yibum. The Shailer is, let's say, Rachmanis, the husband died. So now, and there are other brothers. So the wife is a Yavama, she can't get married to somebody else. Let's say though they had a kid though. Let's say they had a kid, and the kid dies after 2 weeks. So the Shaila was, if the kid was a Ben Kayama, so there's no Mitzvah Yibum then. Because when you have a kid, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. But on the time the kid died after 2 weeks, maybe the kid was a Nefel. If the kid was a Nefel, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. So that we'll see in a base, that's also not Gemina. So that was Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha. The kid is born stam, we don't know what he is until he lives 30 days. If he dies before, it's a suffix as a Ben Kayama not. For the Gemara, do the Rabbanan dings the Chan Rav Shimon Gamliel or not? For the Gemara, Tim Saloima, Pligi, and on the Tzad, they say to do, they are Mechulik, Halacha Kamoisai, Ayin Halacha Kamoisai. Who do we paskin like? Like the Rabbanan. But this Pshat will be the Rabbanan holds no. A stam kid, we name one as a Ben Kayama. Why should we say he's a Neifel? Like Rove kids live. So the Tzad would be, according to Rabbanan, that any kid that's born, Minastam, we name on, he's a Ben Kayama. Like only meat on the fallen. So Minastam, we name on, they come from the Roy, they're a Ben Kayama, and every kid is a Cheskes Chai. That's the Shailam. Do the Rabbanan say that Svara? And the Tzad do say that Svara, who do we paskin like? For the Martoshma, bring your Raya. The Dalacha Egol Shanelib Yomtif. A calf gave birth, a calf was born on Yomtif. He is Dalacha Shechtu Noisib Yomtif. You're allowed to Shechtu Behemah on Yomtif. So who the kasher is, if that we had before Kodesh Yom Gamliel, a behema, if it's not 8 days old, it's also a suffix. So with the suffix, how could you shech them even on yontif? Maybe it's a neifel. On a tarot neifel, you're not allowed to eat it. And here it says, Klo, you're allowed to eat it, and it's mutter to eat it. And the Gemara does not raya. Hocha, mayaskina, the kimle begavei, shekol loy chadoshim. I'll tell you, in a case where you know Klo 100%, this behema was born after 9 months. So if you know Klo was born after 9 months, then the kef is a ben kayomon, you can make a shechita that day. Our only suffix is, we don't know 100% it was born by a behema or by a person after 9 months. Toshma, another raya. Vishovin, it was a machlokes there. If a bechor on yomtif gets a mum, to shalom, if you let him look at the bechor on yomtif or not. Hey, some bezman is there, bechor has kedusha, you can't eat the bechor. Once it gets a mum, then we say you're allowed to eat it. Then it's nichsei koin, it belongs to the koin, but the koin is allowed to eat a bechor of a behema means. If you have a bechor behema, it's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So kol zaman, it's sholem, there's a chiv korban on it. When it gets a mum, then the kohen's allowed to eat it without bringing it for korban. Now, so it's a machlokes if you could see the mumim on yontif or not. Maybe that's doima to umlochem. Or if it's shovin, everybody's moidon, shim noilad hu umuma imoi, shizem min amuchen. If a behema bechor was born on yontif, and it was born with the mum, the Rashi says, when it came out of the behema, there were bezdin there, watching the behema, and they saw a mum on it right away. So it's ois kapaskin right away that it's a mum, therefore you're allowed to shecht it. So it says, shezem min amuchin, you're allowed to shecht it now on yomtif. Shechura kashra is only 1 day old. So you're allowed to shecht it, maybe it's an eifel. According to Abshim and Gamliel, Elamai should be a raya that the Rabbonin dings the Chan Abshim and Gamliel, and the Churwi Paschal let the Rabbonin. That we hold no. A stam leda is a ben kayama. That's why you can shech this behemoth when it's 1 day old. So tomorrow maybe no. Hochinami goes even according to Abshim and Gamliel. Aye, how could you shech it on Yom Tov the first day? Maybe it's an Eifel. The Teretz and Nochemol Shekol Lechadoshim. We're saying the Kimtom, where we know Vada this behemoth gave birth after 9 months. So in that case, the behemoth is Vadi ben Kayomim, then you're allowed to shecht it even on Yontif the first day. Toshima, the Yom Rav Yudu Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kev Shema Megamliel, we paskin like him. So the Chura, Halacha Mechlal de Pligi Shema Amina. So a person the Shaila, that since we have to say Halacha, it's a Rai, there is a Rabbonin, that dings the Chanyam Shema Megamliel. But for this vegan, we take a paskin like Shema Megamliel. There is a Rabbonin that say, that if it comes out Stam Leda, we always know on it's a ben Kayomim. But that's not the halacha. Halacha is that we don't know vada it's a ben kayoma. We don't know vada it's a 9 month old baby. Min asafik, it's a safik vlad until they live 30 days. Omer Abaye, like this. Nofal min agag. Let's say the vlad, the tinnik, rachmanis fell off a roof and died. And the chudas means before it lived 30 days. Ayochla ri, or else neri ate it up after living 2 weeks. Neri ate it up. Sabai holds divri hakochayu. Then I'll tell you, everybody holds, it's called a chai, that person, that vlad. Why? Because this pshat will be that minastam minamon rova tinoikis are ben kayoma, so we have no suffix to say he was a neifel. So melavad minamon, he was a ben kayoma. Now, if you mean it, that you have to sit shiv in this case, or else that a pat is from yibum in such a case. Ki pligi, where's the machlekis, shepiek umes. Tell you, where the kid belched, and then he was mace, then he died. Shepiik Rashi learns is Baile Balaz, Kleima, Liachale Dosa, right after he was born, Leroy Boy Elechias Miat. It was born not so healthy, it wasn't such a healthy baby when it was born. We saw it didn't breathe so good then. No Shepiik Umeis, while it was choking or gagging, it died then. The Gabiyodim Kores, talk about Nodim. That's where the Machlokes is. Maso Vechayu, one says so what, even though it's Xas Reyesom, but Kozman, we don't know the kid was a Ben Ches, when Nemon Mistami, he was a Ben Kayomo. Ah, he died gegin. A ben kayama could also die gegin. Oh, masav and meisu. And on this, Reb Shmuel Gamliel says, since there's a reyesum that we saw, he wasn't breathing so well. Then we'll say he's called a nefel. So the more of my nafkamina, what's nafkamina? Who the kid died now? My nafkamina, what he was he ben kayama not? And he's dead anyway. And the Gemara lifted him in a yibam. Nafkamina is patri min a yibam. Like we said, the mother, the husband also just died, and there are brothers. There are brothers of the husband. So if there are no kids, there's a mitzvah yibum. The Isha can't get married to somebody else until she gets chalitza, makes a mitzvah yibum. On the side, they had a kid. The kid parted from yibum. So they had this baby that lived for 2 weeks, and then he was mace. So the nafkamina was that kid called the ben kayoma. There's no mitzvah yibum. On the side, the kid was an eifel. There is a mitzvah yibum. So that's a nafkamina. So that's the zelant abayim. The omachlekes is where the kid belched and then he died. It was gigging. So that's a reyesa. So then we have a sotik. Maybe it was an eifel. So tomorrow, nofel minagag or yochlari. But there's Nakashan Abai now. What do you want to say? That if the kid died normally, there was no reyes in him, then we now mom in Astam, the kid was mina roiv, and roiv lodois are ben kayoma. So he was a vadi, he was a ben kayoma. He's a called a chai. For the more barah, papa rafuna bread of Yeshua, ik loy leve bread ravidi, bar avin. They went to visit him. The yoved luhu iglo tilsa, the imam of the shiva. The mice was, he shechted a behemoth for them, that the behemoth was only 7 days old. On the seventh day old, of the seventh day of the behemoth, he shechted the behemoth for them. The Yamri lay, and Rapapa told him, he is chisi lay, adli urta. If you would have waited one more night and shechted the behemoth tonight, that's the beginning of the eighth day, hevi achlinu minei. Then I would have eaten from it. But now I'm not going to eat it from this behemoth. And since this behemoth, Pasha is talking about a regular behemoth was born normally, but we have a suffix, we don't know vade, it's a bentes, it's not talking a case of kol lechadoshim. We don't know vade was in the mother's stomach for 9 months. So you have a suffix if this behemoth is going to live or not. So he told him, since you shechted it on the seventh day, that's a b'shimeng amil halacha, that I'm not allowed to eat it, it's a suffix nefum. If you would have waited till tonight, till the eighth day, then it's mutter. So the chura, the kasher is, how did the behemoth die? It died through a shechita. That's a normal death. And still we say if Shimon Gamliel holds, that's a suffix ben kayomanat. So you see, Chloe, even though where a kid dies, normal death, I mean he died, jumped off the roof, and he died normally, still there's a suffix, maybe he wasn't the ben kayomanat. His every kid is a suffix unless he lives, either by a man 30 days, or by a behemoth, he has to live 8 days. Ela zakumar pshat like this, kishe piyekul meis, in the case where the kid died with a reyesah, we saw him gigging and then he died, so that's a reyesah that he was called a nafel, and everybody holds it's called a mace. And now the mother is mechuyev and yibum in such a case. Keep legi fakir, where's the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama, but not from an agag. The case is that the kid dies a normal death, but not from an agag. The yochlari also re-eats him up. Matzav a mace. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that he's called a mace. And in such a case, at least it's a suffix mace. In such a case, the mother is mechuyev to make chalitza. The Tanakhama says no. We now on all yoledis are the cheskes ben kayomon, unless we know vadi it's an eifel. So that's the machlekes. Yeah. And we take a pasuk like this pshat. We take a pasuk like the Shimon Gamliel, that if a kid, if we're not vadai, it was in the mother's stomach for 9 months, so the kid has a suffix ben kayomon until it lives 30 days. If it died before 30 days, there's no chiv avelis, and who adin, it would not pata from yibum, he'd have to make chalitza. So tomorrow, chayu, brei the Rav Dini bar Yosef is yolad lehu yunuka, he had a kid, that the goit losin yomin shochit, it died within 30 days. Yosef kom esabli alavai, so he started to sit shiva for the kid, he died after 2 weeks, but he held it was a ben kayom, and started to sit shiva. Omalei avuas, his father told him, it's a renisa kiboyes lemechel. Like he had kashas, what are you sitting shiva for? Has he held like a Shimon Gamliel? Since the kid is a suffix, if it's a ben kayom or not, there's no chiyuv to sit shiva. Shiva is only midrabbonim. You have no chiyuv to sit shiva. So he asked him, like, what are you sitting shiva for? Stam, you want to eat these maicholim. So renisim is a type of a maichol. So Rashi that the matamim shemachilu mesovim. This is a special type of food they give the yovel to eat. So his father asked him, what are you sitting shiva for? According to a Shimon Gamliel, there's no chiyuv shiva. Or Malay, he answered back, name, Kimli Bey Shakol Lechadoshir. I know 100% that this kid was a 9-month-old baby. So if he's a 9-month-old baby, then even 1 day old, he's called the Ben Kayama, and then there is a Chiyot to sit Shivra on him. More another Meister. Ravashi Kloi Bey Rav Kana. Ravashi went to visit Rav Kana. Ischre Bey Milsa, the same thing happened. That Rav Kana came in Ovil. Also, a young kid, a young baby died. The guy, Tlosin Yonim. A baby died within the first 30 days. Chazayah de Yosef v'komisabla l'vayim. So Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kana was sitting shiva.